Between the solitude of the dunes and a gray sky, the hope of life ran through the train rails in the direction of the metropolis. As we approached the great metropolis, we managed to distinguish between the fog. We saw the tall buildings spilling methane and smoke everywhere. It all started at the moment when it went from December 31st, 2019 to January 1st, 2020. We did not realize it yet, but everything turned dark with every month. A new problem arrived every time we thought it was about to get better. But now we know it didn't get any better. We forgot the rest of the problems until it was too late. The pollution and death of species were unparalleled. The economic crisis of 2021 by confinement struck all nations, causing unrest and social unrest. Lukashenko not only did not leave power, he increased his dictatorship. Russia monopolizes gas in Europe, and China monopolizes vacuum. Between the solitude of the dunes and a gray sky, the hope of life ran through the train rails in the direction of the metropolis. As we approached the great metropolis, we managed to distinguish between the fog. We saw the tall buildings expelling methane and smoke everywhere. It all started at the moment when it went from December 31st, 2019 to January 1st, 2020. We did not realize it yet, but everything turned dark with every month. A new problem arrived every time we thought it was about to get better. But now we know it didn't get any better. We forgot the rest of the problems until it was too late. The pollution and death of species were unparalleled. The economic crisis of 2021 by confinement struck all nations, causing unrest and social unrest. Lukashenko not only did not leave power, he increased his dictatorship. Russia monopolized gas in Europe, and China monopolized vacuums and blankets. The world was so divided, one day explode. We don't know who started, only everyone attack everyone. And here we are, transporting what was left of water and medicine in the northern shelters as hope for the capital to keep it standing. We went through the desert that used to be forest. The irony is that we knew all this. We all knew what our actions were, right? We knew global warming, the acidification of the seas, the death of nature. Did we care? Certainly not. We are still just as destructive, while some spend millions on orbiting thousands of satellites. The forests were born to plant palm trees, whose sole purpose was to sell. I think we deserve this at the end of it all. Now we find ourselves here, on a train, with people we don't know, with faces we don't see because of the gas masks, without seeing us or the eyes. Because everyone is more interested in seeing a screen that at least gives them happiness. As these ideas went through the thick sky, we began to reach the city. The rubble was housing and like ants. People came out of the destroyed buildings to receive our welcome. The train driver, tall and robust, started arguing with the people on the train. "Why are we doing this?" one of his companions shouted. At the same time, he was getting ready not to lower the load. It was because of people like this that this Enzo said another at the same time that he was taking the side of the first.